Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the Creed, we say every Sunday, we profess that we believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, as though one of the four most important things we believe about the church is that the apostles are central to it. And this is no accident. The New Testament makes it clear that our church is totally dependent on the apostles. St. Paul says that the household of God is built upon the apostles with Jesus as the cornerstone. And the book of Revelation describes the apostles as the 12 stones on which the kingdom of God is founded. It's very simple. We as Catholics rely on the apostles, and not just on the men who died a long time ago, but also on their successors, the Pope and the bishops, who ensure that we are still part of that original community that formed around Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The role of the apostles is particularly important in the Gospel of Matthew. The first several chapters of Matthew manifest that Jesus is the divine king. Our Lord gives the Sermon on the Mount, his main body of teaching, and when he finishes, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority, not like the scribes. Now, Christ's authority to teach in the name of God and to forgive sins is based on his divine identity. He is the Son of God. Only if Jesus is who he says he is Does he have the authority to speak with such confidence about divine things? So in order to prove his identity, and therefore his authority, Jesus works 10 miracles, confirming he really is Emmanuel, God with us. But despite these 10 supernatural signs, the Pharisees, they call him the devil, that he does this by the power of the devil. So the Pharisees, who are supposed to be the shepherds of Israel, they've actually become wolves in sheep's clothing, leading people away from the Messiah. They have rejected Jesus. And because the leaders of Israel have rejected the Messiah, Christ must appoint new leaders for his people. So immediately he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out new laborers for the harvest. And right then, Jesus appoints the 12 apostles. He makes them the new leaders of God's covenant family. And then Jesus gives the apostles his own divine authority so that they will act in his name and with his power, because it will be upon them that he will build his kingdom, and it will be through them that Jesus will continue to govern us and teach us and sanctify us. And since we've already seen that authority is linked with identity, Jesus shares his identity with the apostles as well. For he said, he who receives you receives me. Or in the Gospel of Luke, he who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus gives his authority to the apostles. Then he promised to be with them in the fullness of that authority until the end of time. But how could that be true if all the apostles were dead by the end of the first century? The answer must be that Peter and the apostles were to have successors to carry on their office and role with the authority of Jesus until the end of time. In fact, the first apostles were very conscious of this, which is why, after Judas dies, the first thing they do as a group is ordain another man to take his place. Though one of the original apostles is dead, the remaining apostles are convinced that his office as bishop has to be filled. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, verse 15 through 20, the word for office is the Greek word episkopoi, translated literally into English, bishop. The point is that the office of the apostles was designed to perpetuate itself through successors. And who are those successors? The bishops who carry the unbroken lineage from the original 12 chosen by our Lord down to our very day. St. Paul writes letters to Timothy and Titus. Now, who were those dudes? They were first bishops of the Catholic Church. They were successors of the apostles. Paul writes them to explain how to be good bishops and to hand down the faith. And all of the earliest Christian writers, people like Clement of Rome and Irenaeus of Lyon and Ignatius of Antioch, all agree that our assurance of being united to Christ comes from being united to the bishops who succeeded those original 12. Without the bishops, we are no longer united to the apostles. And without the apostles, we are no longer united to Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every community needs legitimate leadership, or it will simply descend into chaos and anarchy. Jesus gave his apostles the authority to govern in his name when he told the 12, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, no human leader is perfect. Some leaders are absolutely terrible, and that's true in the church as well as in any community. But if you undermine the leadership structure of the church, if you talk and act as though the bishops have no more right to lead the church or to expect our respect as members of the faithful, well then, you are leading the community of the faithful into chaos and anarchy, and you are revolting against Jesus' instructions and against Jesus himself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It makes me very sad and actually afraid when I hear Catholics speaking in a disparaging way about the Pope or bishops, or when I see Catholic bloggers or podcasters tearing down the Pope and the bishops. And it should make us all worried, because the bishops are the foundation of the church. If they are destabilized, it will mean a destabilization for the whole church. And maybe more importantly, if the faithful come to reject or have contempt for the bishops, it means they will cease being members of Christ's flock. And then they could be in danger of their eternal salvation. Because Christ's sheep are the sheep of the shepherd he chose, you can't belong to the good shepherd and not belong to the shepherd he has anointed. So we have to pray for our bishops and look for good, holy, faithful bishops to celebrate. We're really blessed here in the Archdiocese because we have such a great Archbishop and Archbishop Nauman, and also in our city, Bishop Johnston. We should celebrate them. But there's a lot more out there that are very excellent. We should celebrate them instead of constantly looking for a bad bishop to condemn. Because we are an apostolic church, which means that we are a people who is grateful for the grace of being governed by the successors of Christ's original apostles. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, when I was in the upper room in Jerusalem in 2012, it struck me, Jesus in that room said to the apostles after he consecrated the Eucharist, he said to them, "Do this in memory of me." And with that command, he gave the apostles a sacred power to stand in his place, to consecrate the Eucharist, to forgive sins, to govern the church. He made the apostles priests and bishops. And then the apostles handed on that sacred power by the laying on of hands to their successors, who did the same all the way down in an unbroken chain to Archbishop Naumann. And it struck me when I was in the upper room with him that he is in that unbroken chain as a successor of the apostles. He has the same authority.
Yeah.
And it's being linked to him, to my bishop, that I have this unbroken chain right back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that Archbishop always likes to remind me, Michael, I am the main teacher in the diocese.
He's right about that.
Yeah, because Jesus is the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus continues to teach through the apostle and the successor of the mm-hmm. apostle, the bishop.
Because it's not prideful for him to say, this is my job, this is my position. I do have the authority, because he's not saying he gave himself that authority. He's saying Jesus Christ planned this structure and we have passed it down very, very carefully.
Yeah. With records mm-hmm. so that we know. We know with assurance we have this unbroken chain of apostolic succession. So without the Pope and bishops, we're no longer united to the apostles. And without the apostles, we're no longer united to Jesus. Mm. What is that, as a young Catholic, what does that make you feel?
I mean, history is such a wild thing to comprehend, because it feels the same as reading Lord of the Rings. It feels the same as a fantasy book. But when you talk about that unbroken line, it's like people say, you know, one in every 10 Americans is going to tell you, oh my gosh, I'm related to Thomas Jefferson. They're very proud of it. But it's like, it's not an unrealistic thing to say. A lot of people do have crazy ancestors, but it's such a real lineage and we don't appreciate it. Because right now I think our concept of lineage in general is very short.
Yes.
You go to Europe and people will say, my family have lived in France for centuries. And they can trace it all the way back. But we have very short roots in the States and we forget the immensity of our past and our history and that lineage. But it's so present in the Catholic Church. That is, it's not even 2,000 years. It's just the entire existence of our world.
Yeah. Yes, Jesus founded the Catholic Church upon the apostles who hand their authority down through the bishops that keep us all connected. You know, in 1999, when I was doing my doctoral studies in Dayton, Ohio, at the University of Dayton there was a seminary professor from India who came to visit. His name is Father Charyan. Mm-hmm. He's from the region in India called the Malabar region. They're called Thomas Christians because it was St. Thomas the Apostle who evangelized them. We were having supper in 1999 and we were just talking about his year. And he said, well, this is the 1,000-year anniversary of my hometown parish.
Wow.
His parish was founded in the year 999.
That's incredible.
But then I began to think about it. Supposedly, Thomas goes to India to evangelize around the year 50, let's say. Mm. He's martyred around the year 70. Thomas is an apostle. He's a bishop. He ordains successor bishops mm-hmm. so they can perpetuate the faith. Thomas was able to make it there because of the Roman trade routes. But by the middle of the 5th century, the Roman Empire has fallen and all those trade routes are falling apart. Mm-hmm. Islam rises in the Middle East, so India is totally cut off
yeah.
from Rome and from the West. Mm-hmm. So when the Jesuit missionaries in the late 15th century went to India, guess what they found?
Catholic churches. Wow.
Everything intact.
Talk about an unbroken thread.
Unbroken thread. How else could they be there?
Well, this is the beauty of the Catholic Church, that it's so universal that as much as people complain about like a Latin Mass being difficult to understand, you can go all across the world and the Latin Mass will be exactly the same. Language differs, but even if it's in a different language, if it's not in Latin, you're dealing with the same exact
Mass.
It's so beautiful to travel all across the world. And you can just guarantee.
I've been to Mass in Arabic, mm-hmm. Polish, every language.
Yeah.
It's all the same. How could it all be the same? Because the apostles went out and they handed it down. And the authority in their successors kept it all intact.
Mm-hmm. Intact, that's, again, the unity, the integrity of the church.
The great gift of the integrity. Well, thanks be to God, we're Catholic. And we want the whole world to be Catholic. One rosary at a time. One friend at a time. I want to invite you to come with me for a deep encounter with Jesus and Mary in the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th, 2023. Going to the land of Jesus will transform your experience of Mass, reading the Bible and praying the Rosary, because you'll see it with your own eyes. But this is not a vacation. This is a deep immersion in the life of Jesus and Mary. Now you can fly from anywhere in the world. For more information, see our website, schooloffaith.com, or contact us at trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.